Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Assembly last night received a draft study on the city's water system related to the city's ongoing work on the AJ mine. For more than a year, the Assembly has been investigating whether to pursue reopening the old mine near downtown, which is partially owned by the city. AJ ore body is in Last Chance Basin, the city's main source of drinking water. That's the need for the water study. CBJ Engineering Director Rory Watts said the study will see significant changes once public comment is taken on the draft version.
I've contacted neighborhood associations that have been previously involved, as well as advocacy groups, and I would expect that we'll get a lot of input on this topic.
The public comment period is open for 1 month through March 28th. A comment form is available on the city's website, and Watt will hold a public meeting March 7th in the Assembly Chambers. The issue will be next before the Assembly April 9th at a Committee of the Whole meeting. Copies of the report are available on the city's website as well as at the Engineering Department's office. We've also posted a copy on our website as well. Go to ktoonews.org. Petersburg's plan to form a borough meets state standards, according to a preliminary report by staff for the state's local boundary commission. The report recommends the commission approve the borough petition mostly as presented, but leaving Tracy Arm and the Whiting River out of the most northeast portion of the proposed borough adjacent to Juneau. Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer says that was expected because Juneau could document more activity there.
That was one of the concessions we were willing to make anyway.
The city and borough of Juneau has a pending competing petition to annex nearly half of the territory in Petersburg's proposal. The disputed area includes Holcomb, Windham, and Hobart Bays, as well as Port Houghton and Cape Fanshawe. Mayor Bruce Botello says Juneau will stay involved in the issue as the process continues.
It appears that the staff has not given any weight to the information that we provided about Juneau's historic use to areas to and including Hobart Bay.
The public has a month to make more comments before the local boundary commission staff drafts their own final recommendations. University of Alaska Anchorage senior Taylor Rohde is the men's basketball player of the year for the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Rohde leads the league with 20.2 points per game and has a top field goal percentage at 627. The 6'9", 255-pound Phoenix native transferred to Alaska Anchorage from Division I Arizona State 2 years ago. The Sea Wolves have a first-round bye in this week's tournament. They'll play either Seattle Pacific or Central Washington Friday morning in the semifinals. University says Rohde is the second Sea Wolf to nab the league's top honor, joining Luke Cooper in 2007 and 2008. And Alaska Airlines says it will be supporting the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race for a 34th year. The airline is providing air transportation and dog care supplies for veterinarians for the race that begins Saturday in Anchorage. The airline also presents the Leonard Sepulveda Humanitarian Award, which recognizes one musher for providing exemplary dog care. The award is named after the musher whose 1925 sled dog team traveled the longest distance to transport diphtheria serum into Nome. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some rain and snow showers for most of the day today. High temperature should be about 37 degrees, low tonight a few degrees below freezing.